Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Everything old is new again, as we've got a couple of old TV series that are getting big screen reboots. Let's start with Chips.
Chips is a big screen adaptation of the California Highway Patrol officers. It starred Eric Estrada back in the day. I think it was late 70s, early 80s. This time around stars Dax Shepard as John Baker and Michael Pena as Poncherella. Poncherella is an undercover FBI, and they're looking for a potential inside job within the Highway Patrol. And Baker is an ex-professional motorcycle rider who's joined the force trying to get his life back in order. They did not hold a screening on this, possibly for good reason, although Sony does that a lot lately. So I can't comment whether it's good or bad. It looks humorous, so fingers crossed.
Los Angeles, home to some of the finest law enforcement in the nation. California Love. And these guys.
We're the California Highway Patrol. Without us out there,
someone could get hurt!
We got a case for you to screw us.
I'm northbound, Punch is southbound!
Then there's another big screen version of a television series, Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers. The red, blue, yellow, and green Power Rangers hit the big screen, and this also was a very popular series. They've done a big screen adaptation. This time around, though, they've thrown a lot of money at it. Special effects are good. If you're a fan of the show or if you're a younger audience, I think you'll appreciate it. It's not bad. It plays out sort of how you expect it.
Do you feel it?
Deep down inside. You are strong. You must work together. You must become warriors.
Ready?
Ready.
Let's go!
Power Rangers.
Fire!
This is your time.
And some big star power with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal in Life.
Yeah, Life was very interesting. I'd call it a horror sci-fi thriller, not unlike Alien. There's an International Space Station. They are collecting signs of life, I guess, from Mars. They've found an organism that they think is a very simple single-cell thing. They feed it a little bit of glycerin, and it starts to multiply big time. They make a lot of classic dumb mistakes on the space station, and it becomes very much a race to can we prevent this organism from reaching Earth? And very well done, very, very tightly put together. Ending not the best, but again, enjoyable film.
We're looking at the first proof of life on Mars.
How smart is this thing?
We can't let it in here.
We've lost all communication.
It's controlling the ship.
Are you bringing the alien back to Earth?
No, we're going to keep it up here where it's safe.
Then over at the Movie Mill, we've got a thriller called The Great Wall.
Great Wall, yeah. Matt Damon is a mercenary, but he's been imprisoned within the Great Wall, and there's all kinds of chaos going on around him, and finally he's enlisted to join a gigantic elite army to try and, stave off and keep the marauding creatures from invading. Lots of special effects that are really well done. Huge budget on this one. It's not a Hollywood production. It is an actual Chinese film. Entertaining, to say the least.
And Keanu Reeves back is John Wick in Chapter 2.
Boy, you know, the first one was fantastic, and number two just follows in his footsteps. He's an assassin that's brought back out of retirement, heads to Rome, and just remember two things. Don't mess with his car, don't mess with his dog. Very violent, very cool, and very well done.
Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. As always, thanks, Len.
Hey, you're welcome. Hope to see you at the movies.